Hey, hun. I'm thinking about growing my hair out again. What do you think? No shit, it's my body, but what do you think? Would you like it long, do you think? I know it's. Oh. Is this a she who must not be named thing? Oh, it totally is. Man, I'm getting good at spotting them faster. Okay, let me see if I can put this together. So I asked your opinion on how I wear my hair, and then you get uncomfortable and assert that your opinion doesn't matter. Which, like, I see where you're going with that, but you're wrong. And I'll tell you why in a minute. So, okay. I'm gonna say she didn't like for you to have opinions on how she looked? Or, like, preferences? I see. And by chance, did this include preferences relating to how she was dressed? Well, that explains a thing or two. Well, just. Communication matters. It's been frustrating that you're so reluctant to tell me what you like. Anytime I ask you about something in particular, you just say, "It looks good," and I have nothing to go on. I'm left guessing what you actually prefer. No, babe, that's the thing though. It's not because of you. No, look, if I notice you like such and such style of clothing, maybe I start wearing that more. That's the thing. I'm not doing it because you like it. Or, I mean, not just because. Like, it's not like I would replace my whole wardrobe with things I hated just because you like them. Like, that's not what I'm saying. It's just whether or not you like something impacts how I feel about it. Okay. You know that crop top I wear all the time? Yeah, I never used to wear it very much. I liked it okay, but honestly, I was always a little self-conscious. But I had it on once while we were drunk, and you said I look great like 3 times in 20 minutes. So, if I know you like something, a shirt, a hairstyle, whatever, that makes me like it more. Not makes me wear it more for your sake. Despite not liking it, it makes me like it more. Because it feels good. Because your good opinion makes me feel good about myself. And because making you feel good feels good. All right. Well, I can keep telling you this, and I mean, I will. But historically, you've gotten the message a little better when I show you. Hang on a sec. Okay, this is just a gut intuition guess, but my sense is that this crop top and these yoga pants are peak things. You like from my casual wear. Yes? Ah, you're desperately trying not to stare face. I'll take that as a yes. Well, babe, part of why I like wearing both of these, maybe more than I once did, is exactly because you look at me like that. And I especially love how you look at me when I just stretch. And, oh gosh, there's that little swell of underboob peeping out. You know what I like even better than when you look at me? When you touch me. God, I love your hands on my waist like that, on my belly, my hips, and you know. You want to slide a hand up under my shirt. That's it. That feels so good on my nipples. Here, do that while you kiss me. You remember how I feel about blowjobs, right? Good. Then get those pants off. I love how you look at me when I do this. You know, I feel like we haven't quite made full use of this shirt's primary design element. Your cock nestles so nicely between my tits, and they're so very accessible in this shirt. Well, go on then. Fuck my tits. I mean, really. The shirt's barely even out of place. It's like it was designed for covert tit fucking. I could be fucking you one minute, going to the gym the next. Is that what you're thinking about every time I wear this? Well, I guess it will be now. Fuck. I love seeing your cock just right in between my tits. I can see your pre-cum dribbling out. And what about the pants? I know they look good on, but is there any particular way you'd like to enjoy them? Off? Okay. Let me just turn around on all fours here. Yeah, just peel them down. You like this? The sort of half-naked, pants down just far enough look? See, babe? This is why communication is important. I'd have never known to keep them half on. Oh, sure, that makes sense. Framing my pussy. I like that. Yeah. Get that dick in me. Of course I'm sobbing. Haven't you been listening? up your cock. Do you love my pussy? No, I want to know your honest opinion. Yeah. My pussy's tight. Oh, fuck. What else do you like? Sexy I am. Tell me how you're fucking me. Yeah, you are. I love that you love that. Say that again. Oh, God. You're gonna make me come. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck my pussy. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. You didn't come? Okay, stud. All the more fun for me. How do you want to finish? Can I suck you off? Come here. Fuck. Her cock. It's so wet with my pussy juice. Yeah. Fuck my mouth. You know what else I like more than I used to? Your cum on my face. Now, to be clear, I was low-key into it before you. But with you, God, it's a whole other thing. you remember the first time you came on my face? While I was rubbing myself, and I came at the same time. Did you think that was like a show I put on for you? You made me come. Seeing you this excited gets me off. Knowing how sexy you find me gets me off. Knowing how much this pleases you gets me off. With your cum on my face. God, babe, I feel so sexy and desired and so delightfully slutty. Go on. I can tell you're close. Come on my face. Come on my face. No, oh, fuck, babe. Do it. Hey. How are you feeling? Good. Hey, you really came through with the dirty talk. That was amazing. I knew you had it in you, and I love that you're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable expressing yourself. I know for a long time that maybe that didn't feel super safe, so thanks for being vulnerable with me. Honestly, hun, you're pretty easy to be lovely to. I mean, I'll be, like, moderately considerate, and you get this look on your face like I'm the best thing ever to happen, which, yes, it's sad and pathetic and makes me want to fight your ex, but it also makes me feel amazing. So, thank you for letting me love you.